You're listening to The Caregiver's Corner, your trusted source for advice and insight for navigating the journey of aging and caregiving. Our podcast focuses on many of the questions, concerns, trends, and struggles older adults and caregivers face each day. Enjoy and learn from various contributors and guests with topics such as dementia, caregiving, end-of-life decisions, aging resources, and more. Thanks for tuning in, and here's your host, Matt Gallardo.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Caregiver's Corner podcast on SoundCloud. Remember, if you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Today, we're going to talk about an important and often undervalued community support service for older adults. Typically, when you talk about community-based resources, we mostly think in terms of care, like non-medical home care services or maybe home health or hospice services. But a resource that deserves some more attention and praise is your local senior center. And did you know that September is National Senior Center Month? So what better time to talk about them than now? As the government and healthcare providers push the idea of seniors using and relying more on home and community-based services, senior centers fill an important role for older adults, like socialization, activity, and overall well-being. And here to talk about senior centers is the Senior Director of Community Support Services with Maasai Lifeways, Christina Weber.
Thanks so much for having me, Matt. I am really excited to be here and have the chance to talk about our senior centers. As you mentioned, they're often unknown and I think often underappreciated community resources, except of course by our senior center members. If you talk to many members of a senior center, they'll tell you how valuable the center is to them, to their mental, physical, social, and emotional well-being. They are really fun places for people to be and gather.
Well, again, thank you for being here. Christina oversees a variety of services such as Maasai Lifeways at Home, which provides non-medical home care, plus our adult day program. Lastly, she oversees the two senior centers, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. So according to the National Council on Aging, there are roughly 10,000 senior centers across the United States that serve more than 1 million older adults. Their research also shows senior center participants learn to manage and delay the onset of chronic disease and experience measurable improvements, as Christina said, in their physical, social, spiritual, emotional, mental, and even economic well-being. They also go on to say that these centers are really evolving from years past.
I would definitely agree with that statement, Matt, that today's senior centers are reinventing themselves to meet the needs and desires of the aging boomers. The boomers now constitute actually more than two-thirds of the 50-plus population. And so our centers are responding to that, and they're developing new programs and opportunities for this dynamic generation of older adults that really have holistic expectations when they enter any sort of program or service. So not only our centers, but really centers nationwide are offering a variety of programs and services centered around things like meals and nutritional needs, health, fitness, and whole person wellness, computer technology learning, public benefits counseling, often things like employment assistance, and offering and encouraging volunteer and civic engagement opportunities, along with social and recreational activities, and of course, education and arts programs. Those kinds of things really get our members excited.
Lots of different options to choose from. And I think, again, that goes to say people, again, underestimate or undervalue it. So I've visited many of our local senior centers here in central Pennsylvania and even offered counseling services and have done educational presentations, particularly at our two local senior centers that Maasai Lifeways operates and staffs. The members really, really seem to enjoy it, staying active and engaged with all the great programs and events that you mentioned. They also seem like one big happy family.
I would really echo that experience and sentiment, Matt. When we reopened the centers after this pandemic shutdown, I had members emotionally, tearfully telling me how important the centers were to them and their sense of community. They talked about how much they missed their friends, the chance to gather together for activities and meals. And I really do believe that the pandemic experience has opened our eyes to the importance of the social side of being human and living well, especially into our older years. And I think this realization is especially poignant for an older adult who may have lost a spouse or maybe alone and caring for a spouse or just generally fighting isolation.
Yeah, community and the ability to socialize is so important.
Agreed.
So again, locally, Maasai Lifeway sponsors and operates two senior centers, Mechanicsburg Place, a senior center and more, as we like to call it, and the West Shore Senior Center in New Cumberland. So here is a question I occasionally hear from others. Why is Maasai Lifeways, who typically our focus is on continuing care retirement communities, why are they involved in running senior centers?
That's a great question, Matt. And I think caring for seniors, regardless of their aging choice, is part of the mission of Maasai Lifeways. But one of our core values is collaboration. And so the senior centers are actually a collaborative effort between Maasai Lifeways, the boroughs of Mechanicsburg and New Cumberland, as well as the Cumberland County Office of Aging and Community Services and the Pennsylvania Department of Aging, along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration on Aging. That's a mouthful. Yeah. But it just demonstrates the coming together of all of these great organizations to support our older adults. We do not make revenue from our senior centers. It truly is missional. It's a ministry, and it's a ministry that's dedicated to serving older adults in ways other than providing a residential living experience. So it allows us to reach into the lives of older adults who don't want to move or may not be able to afford to move to a retirement community. So it's really about meeting and serving older adults where they are in the community, regardless of their living choice. Senior centers are really friendly community gathering places where older adults can connect, volunteer, enjoy cultural experiences, educational classes, and a whole lot more. Our older adults who come to the senior centers love things like line dancing, low impact exercise classes like chair yoga. They participate in health screenings, receive flu shots, and do lots of those kinds of things in order to stay well and active. Our members also have the opportunity to experience cultural events with bus trips and outings to local restaurants, theaters, and historical sites. They also have many opportunities to connect with each other at mealtime. We offer a great hot lunch every day, and it's just a great time to sit around and socialize. We also have game times, cards, bingo, pool playing. We have a billiards league at both centers. Some of our members love to sing in the chorus, or they play with a group called the Struggling Musicians. It's wonderful to hear the centers filled with music. Participants also have many ways to grow and learn by taking computer classes, health and safety classes, or just simply enjoy meeting new people, no matter what the activity is. And like most senior centers, volunteering is a really big part of the experience. So some of our members help out by answering phones or serving lunch. Many will help out with community service projects facilitated by the centers. And there are just a multitude of ways that seniors can share their time and talents.
Wow. Again, just so many different options. It goes to show it's not just about showing up and playing cards and chit-chatting. There's so much for them to do.
Right. These folks are doing life together on a daily basis. So it's really cool. We've been assisting with the Senior Center in Mechanicsburg too. And most recently, just a few months ago, became the sponsor of the West Shore Senior Center in New Cumberland. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. How is the transition going so far?
It's going really well. We have a very engaged group of members that we're learning to know in New Cumberland. They certainly, as I mentioned before, just really missed each other during the time that the center was shut down during the pandemic. They were also a little nervous that the center wouldn't reopen because they knew their sponsor was leaving. So it was a great opportunity for us and a great chance to reopen the center. When we reopened, we hosted an ice cream social and actually had 125 people come out for it. Wow. So it was so much fun. There was a lot of positive energy and excitement just about being able to gather together again. So we certainly hope to continue that momentum with exciting programs and new ways to encourage our members to enjoy each other's company.
That's awesome. So quite often we get questions about the senior centers. And so I'm going to throw a few at you.
Okay.
So, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
First, this is always the big one. What does it cost to join a senior center?
Yeah, so thanks to the generosity of Messiah Lifeways and those area boroughs that I mentioned, as well as Cumberland County and local donors, anyone 60 and older may participate in center activities without cost. So that's really great. However, people can choose to pay a supporting membership fee of $25 a year. So that's an amazing deal, just $25 annually, which provides vital support for the ongoing operations of our centers.
So the next question is, do you have to live in the same town or borough to join a senior center?
You do not. We, you know, both of our centers are in Cumberland County. We have members who come from York, from Dauphin, even potentially from Adams County at times. So there is a partnership between counties, and we accommodate anyone who shows up.
That's great. So another question. If someone's unable to drive or get a ride, how about transportation to the centers?
Sure. Free buses are available to anyone who's unable to drive or doesn't like to drive through Rabbit Transit. So that's a great way to get to the center, and they provide transportation to and from on a daily basis.
And it's also wheelchair accessible, I believe.
Yep, it is wheelchair accessible. That's correct. Awesome.
That's wonderful. Very easy access, very affordable, lots of fun, friends and fellowship. What else could you ask for? So as we celebrate National Senior Center Month, get out there and check out what's new and exciting at your local senior center. Here in Pennsylvania, if you want to find out more about your local senior center, it's best to visit the Pennsylvania Department of Aging website. And I'll put that information in the show notes. But if you're listening, it's aging.pa.gov/local-resources/pages/senior-center. Or easier than that, just contact your local area agency on aging for more guidance. Now, to learn more about Mechanicsburg Place or the West Shore Senior Center, Christina, what's the best way for people to do that?
So if you're interested in Mechanicsburg Place, you can call the center at 717-697-5947 or visit messiahlifeways.org/ministries/Mechanicsburg-place. And for the West Shore Senior Center, you can call 717-774-0409 or visit messiahlifeways.org/ministries/West Shore.
Perfect. Well, again, I will put these phone numbers and the website addresses in the show notes. Well, Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the Caregiver's Corner. I hope the listeners have learned a lot more about senior centers and that they can be a vital resource for many older adults, full of activity, socialization, and programs and resources to help seniors stay healthier and stay in the community. So again, thank you for listening. And until next time, stay well.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to subscribe to the Caregiver's Corner and never miss an episode. Or if you have an idea or a topic you'd like us to cover, please contact us at area code 717-591-7225. Thanks again for listening.